This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The traditional classroom was abandoned entirely at all levels of education, from preschool all the way through university. And now schools are figuring out what reopening might look like when it happens. The Art Academy of Cincinnati, where students improve their craft in studios usually, also moved entirely online. So let's talk about how that has played out with Joe Girondola. He's the president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati, and he joins us on the phone. Joe, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
It's our pleasure to have you. And if you have questions while you're listening, 513-419-7100 is the number to call. Email your questions or comments to talk@wvxu.org. Or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and tweets and get some of those into the show as well. Joe, the Art Academy of Cincinnati has a unique situation. I mean, certainly art is taught at other higher education institutions, but this is your specialty, and certainly some in-person training is required. So can you talk a little bit about what that transition has been like for your institution in particular as you move that educational practice to a digital sphere?
For sure, it's been definitely a challenge. As you may well know, creative fields for centuries have been taught in a mentor-mentee relationship. And it's no different at the Art Academy of Cincinnati. For 150 years, our main success has been in terms of face-to-face instruction, in terms of mentoring students in the creative fields and studio practice. As you can imagine, moving to remote instruction has been something that has taken our faculty to be the most innovative and creative individuals possible to enable that to continue, to really look at instruction in a different way than we're normally used to.
It's particularly interesting for the Art Academy because you note that seniors in your program have thesis shows scheduled every Friday, and I understand that those had started and then you had to shift that entirely as the lockdown situation changed. Tell our listeners about what that process typically looks like for someone who's approaching graduation at the Art Academy and what it looked like here now.
For sure. As you can imagine, for seniors across the country, across the globe, this kind of creative act in terms of schools and higher education, especially in the creative fields, is basically a year-long process to produce a thesis body of work, of artwork, and in creative writing and in the fields that we offer degrees in. It basically starts at the beginning of fall semester and sometimes even prior to that. And so in terms of advertising, marketing, promotion of their senior work, including making their work, all of our seniors are prepared to, you know, produce and mount a thesis exhibition. We were able to mount two thesis exhibitions prior to the stay-at-home order came about. And, you know, you can imagine the kind of impact it had toward our students, our faculty, and our community. So every Friday we have a thesis reception that's open to the public. Those had to be limited to a certain number of people for the first two thesis shows, and then have to move rapidly transition to all online and virtual exhibitions.
So how were those shows hung up in the virtual sphere?
So what we would do is we had students and our faculty and our academic dean, Paige Williams, was incredible at getting our faculty here at the Art Academy of Cincinnati engaged with our students virtually through many different Zoom and Microsoft Teams meetings to basically enable students to come in one at a time and install their exhibitions, being physically distanced from any other student. Basically have to install their exhibition all on their own without an installation crew that we usually have assisting them. And then our director of admissions and marketing connected with an amazing 3D kind of filming crew that would do a 3D virtual exhibition tour. They would come in and film the exhibition. So then it was immediately offered to the public online as a virtual 3D walkthrough of an exhibition. So definitely not the same as being here in person with a big crowd of people, but we were trying to be as innovative and creative as possible to still enable these students to mount their work, have an exhibition of their work. And we also, students would film their own artist talks, and we'd put those online as well.
And we're talking with Joe Girondola. He's the president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati. Joe, what has the response from students been? I imagine they understood why the campus had to shut down and why these alternative productions had to be made. But is there a sense that they're disappointed at all?
Of course. I am a type of individual who will always be honest and transparent. And, it's difficult as an artist in our community to be, close to one another and engage with one another and talk with one another and learn from each other is part of our DNA. So to be physically distanced from one another, especially in times of celebratory, like exhibition, thesis time, graduation, it's very difficult for a creative community to abide by all of these guidelines that are coming from the CDC, local, state, and the federal guidelines. But our students understand it's in the best interest of the health and safety of the community of the Art Academy of Cincinnati and the surrounding lives of their family and friends and loved ones. So, yes, it's been difficult, to be honest, but we as creatives are looking at this opportunity to see how we connect with each other in a kind of new reality of what we're going through.
A lot of universities sent their students home, even out of the student housing. You told us earlier that you made exceptions because the Art Academy of Cincinnati has a large LGBTQ population, and you offered them the opportunity to stay on campus if they didn't feel comfortable going home. Can you talk a little bit about that?
For sure. We have a very diverse student population in terms of our commitment to our students and to the health and safety of our community. We, offered the opportunity, and many students decided to stay in student housing. And we began the process of treating each one of our students as family members to connect with them on a daily basis and connect with how they felt, connect with if they showed any signs, which fortunately we were very proactive in all of our community, talking with all of our students. And, we still have weekly lunch with the dean and president, Zoom meetings. We have a COVID-19 task force looking at new avenues and procedures forward. What is student housing going to look like in the fall? What is it not going to look like? How we can enact safety methodologies to keep our, not only our students, but faculty, staff, and community engaged as possible in following the best practices forward. And of course, we don't have a crystal ball. We do not know what is going to happen, but we're looking at all of the different scenarios to be as flexible and nimble as possible with the primary goal of our students' safety.
I understand that your intention is to have the Art Academy of Cincinnati open in the fall.
We are. I mean, we are planning many different scenarios with, there was a great report that came out from Joshua Kim from Dartmouth and Edward Maloney from Georgetown, which basically diagnosed 15 different fall scenarios going around the country about what does it look like completely back to normal on one end of the spectrum versus fully remote on the other end of the spectrum. We are looking at kind of a hybrid, flexible plan. And as the Art Academy of Cincinnati, we are able to be nimble, to really be patient in what we are going to decide, which is also enabling kind of a dual delivery process where if students do not feel comfortable coming into the building and being within a lab kind of situation, we can fully offer all of our classes remotely and in person, based on what the student will want to decide. And we're investigating all of the different scenarios to come up with, what's best for our students, faculty, and staff, and being as nimble as possible and as patient as possible. Again, we don't have a crystal ball, and we are following the guidelines from the CDC and the governor, you know, as amazing as Mike DeWine is, I'm on weekly calls with the governor. He gives everyone his cell phone number to contact him whenever they want, especially leaders of institutions of higher education in the state of Ohio. And he's been dramatically helpful in guiding us, as well as Dr. Amy Acton.
We're talking with Joe Girondola. He's the president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati. And Joe, you're right to note none of us have a crystal ball, so we don't know what the COVID situation will be like a few months out when campuses would typically begin to reopen. If yours does reopen, I know you're considering a lot of different things there, as you just noted. What does it look like physically? Do you expect people to be wearing masks? Are you prepared to keep people at a physical distance?
Yes, our team is our COVID-19 task force team has gone through the building and looked at physical distancing in the classroom, limiting class sizes, changing of curriculum to enable different classes to meet at different times throughout the day, as well as requiring students. We're going to give every student, faculty, and staff member custom designed Art Academy of Cincinnati face masks to wear. We're requiring all students, faculty, and staff to maintain their hygiene and wash their hands multiple times a day. And, you know, we've also ordered an electrostatic disinfectant system to disinfect the classrooms in between classes, and increased cleanliness throughout the building and throughout our new dorm that's coming online in the fall. And we're looking at every avenue in terms of signage throughout the building and coming up with scenarios to basically walk through a day in the life of a student to understand what it means like, especially in creative lab-style studio learning. Maybe that is limiting the amount of people in each studio lab based on the timing of when they can access their studios and when certain individuals and certain students can be in the building at one time.
So you've got this new dorm that's opening in September. Ideally, that's going to be something that will attract students now and down the road. What are you hearing from prospective students or students who are set to enroll in the fall? Are they concerned about the state of things? And is anyone expressing some desire to possibly delay their arrival to school?
Of course. We had a virtual town hall meeting with prospective students and admitted and students that are arriving this fall. And we answered many of those questions, and questions are still ongoing. Of course, you can imagine across the globe, there's questions about how to successfully reopen any kind of business, any kind of educational facility, any kind of situation where you will have a number of people gathering in any one place. Living environments is also a big concern. We're looking at avenues. Fortunately, we're working with the nonprofit developer Urban Sites, which has been so great for us to be in a completely renovated new building to really understand possibly limiting the number of students in each kind of dorm, loft, apartment, and what that looks like in terms of creating a family unit for each of those apartment units to really engage with each other of how to watch out and protect each other in terms of looking for warning signs and looking for kind of situational delays in kind of delivery of instruction, as well as what does it look like if a student wants to take a gap semester. We're being as flexible as possible to enable students to either continue their studies remotely, take a break from their instruction, to return at a different time, to being as cautious and careful as possible.
Joe Girondola is the president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati. And Joe, one of the stories that has emerged from this pandemic is the closure of several small colleges, private colleges across the country. You're a small private college. Are there concerns about the state of your industry in general and the impact this pandemic has had?
Yes, 100%. Of course, small colleges, especially institutions of higher education, in arts and design, you have to really be flexible and really be committed to what you're best at doing. And fortunately, the Art Academy of Cincinnati has a 150-year history of being committed to teaching the most innovative and creative students that are now coming from around the globe. Our basically sweet spot of education is understanding the needs of our students and how we deliver instruction, and to be also financially, fiscally responsible in terms of how we deliver instruction. Our faculty and our staff is so committed to the Art Academy of Cincinnati, and we fortunately have an amazing board of trustees that enable us to really be nimble in terms of how we deliver the most innovative curriculum in a fiscally responsible way. So we're really well positioned as a small institution of art and design, where we find that students are, you know, deciding to stay closer to home versus going to another school of art and design farther away from Cincinnati. Cincinnati has a creative community for so many centuries, drives innovation, especially in this city. And we're finding that students now have the ability to stay in Cincinnati and get the best education in art and design. And it's really helping us out in terms of how committed we are to treating each one of our students as part of the family.
And with this new dorm coming online, if school is taught remotely in the coming semester or semesters, what is the concern about having an empty dorm?
You know, again, Urban Sites, as a great partner, has offered us flexible opportunities where we could delay having students in the dorm for a semester up to a year.
Okay.
And having other individuals occupy that dorm. So we're not basically handcuffed by having a dorm that's already online. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, it's affecting many other institutions that had to shut down very early, and students were asked to leave their dorm facilities. For us currently, looking at directions and our trajectory forward, we're really situated well in terms of this crisis situation.
The Art Academy of Cincinnati is a century and a half old. I imagine that means it's survived a lot of strange moments in our history. Can you just speak to that as we wind down this conversation?
100%. You know, from 1869, following many different plagues around, from cholera to Black Plague to many different situations around the globe to the influenza of 1918, you can imagine how times were different in Cincinnati and around the earth. This institution has been flexible and has been nimble and has been ultimately creative to enable students to understand that art is essential. Creativity is essential, not only for the way we exist together, but for culture. In a global sense of the word, in a global creative economy, art and design enables innovation to come up with better and new situations of how we deal with crises like these. And the Art Academy of Cincinnati wants to be a leader in how we safely and effectively enable the next generation.
Joe Girondola.
To be the survivors.
Joe Girondola is the president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati. Joe, thank you so much for your time today, and good luck.
Thank you so much. Be well.
And up next, we talk to a representative from the University of Cincinnati about that institution's reopening plan. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.